Good morning. This is Sonoma Spotlight. I'm Bruce Robinson, sitting in for Roland Giacopetti, talking today with Elizabeth Craven, who's here from the Main Stage West Theater Company in Sebastopol, where they are introducing a brand new show from an author I don't know. The program is called 4,000 Miles by Amy Herzog. Tell us about it.
Well, it's a wonderful play. Thank you so much for having us today. I welcome this opportunity to talk about 4,000 Miles because it's not a well-known play. However, it's a highly lauded play. Amy Herzog is one of those Yale dramatists who came out of the Yale Drama School. She's had several very successful plays in New York on Broadway. This one began in Lincoln Center as a small project. And then the leading actress in the role she won the Obie that year for her performance. The play was shortlisted for the Pulitzer, and it moved up to another theater on Broadway and had a second run and did very well.
So that's a good pedigree. What's in it?
It's really a small story, a beautiful story about a young boy, 21, I guess he's a young man, who it takes a bike trip from the West Coast to the East Coast. And he has a kind of secret story, but the short story is that he took off, a big catastrophic event happened on the way over, and he ends up in New York in the West Village at the apartment of his 91-year-old grandmother, who is quite wise and witty. And the two of them are, of course, separated by a generation and a lot more. And he ends up crashing there for about a month. And during the course of this month, they confront a lot of personal encounters of philosophy and lifestyle and get to know each other. And it's actually a wonderful story about how that separation of generation, you know, can really open both sides to new possibilities. It's quite uplifting, heartwarming, funny. Laura Jorgensen, who plays Vera, the 91-year-old, hilarious. I mean, she is so good at this. And Sam Coughlin, who's been in a couple of shows at Main Stage, he was in The North Plan. He had major role in that. And he was also in Other Desert Cities, which was a very popular show there. He's playing the young boy, Leo. And then there are two girlfriends that appear. One is an old girlfriend who's ready to break up with Leo because he's been sort of a ne'er-do-well and out of communication. And she has a nice little couple scenes with him. And then a young girl that he picks up one night and brings home who's pretty funny. Her name's Amanda. Yeah.
So small cast, kind of an intimate show, and well suited for the Main Stage space.
I think so. I think it's well suited to our theater, and I think it's well suited to our audiences because there's something in it for everyone. It's certainly not the kind of play that's offensive, but it's challenging on its own level of interpersonal life. And I think people will find it compelling, entertaining, and just a delightful evening.
And you've got your usual kind of compact run that's about to begin.
Yes. It begins on September 3rd with a preview, and then we officially open on the 4th. We run Thursday, Friday, Saturday in the evening at 8 o'clock, and then we have Sunday matinees at 5. With the exception of the third Thursday, which this gives me a chance to plug our underwriters, the whole show has been underwritten very generously by Willow Creek Wealth Management. And they're paying for the show. And so they get a free show for their people on Thursday the 17th.
Very nice. Little time remaining for people who want to get showtime ticket information or actual tickets. What do they go?
They go to www.mainstagewest.com. There's just a button there you can push, or you can call for a reservation at 707-823-0177.
4,000 Miles, the next play coming up at Main Stage West, begins in early September, runs through most of the month, and you can get the information at the address she just gave you. That'll do it for this edition of Sonoma Spotlight. I'm Bruce Robinson here with Beth Craven, and we thank you very much for listening.